there's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
The Volume.
You know this, sir. You fall for these jokes.
Super Bowl championship. That should always be the expectation.
I ain't mad at you. Go ahead.
Welcome back to the Richard Sherman Podcast. And it's that time of the year, Mitchell. Playoffs. And your boys are in it.
We made it, Rich. I'm freaking fired up. It took some whirlwinds to get here. But we are here after 30 years, Rich. We finally raised the banner in Ford Field.
There we go.
Things are looking bright and shiny here in Detroit, Rich. But they're not looking so bright and shiny in Seattle. Let's start there. I mean, they ended up pulling off a win, but they did not get the help from the NFC North 2 years in a row. The Bears could not pull off a win. Richard, give me a little recap on the Seattle Seahawks, their season. How disappointed do you think they are internally?
Yeah, I think they're pretty disappointed. You know, last season was different. They didn't have the expectations. They were dealing with the departure of Russ after, you know, a decade with the team, you know, so you're dealing with that kind of transition. So the expectations were low. So, you know, they overachieved. They made the playoffs. It was a great story, but it's kind of the opposite this year. You had the expectations. Geno's coming off a Pro Bowl season. Bobby's back in town. You know, you expected this team to go to the playoffs. They end up with the exact same record, 9-8, that they had last year, but didn't get the help from the NFC North Chicago Bears that – your Detroit Lions were able to give them last year. So they missed the playoffs. Pete says he's coming back. So that's positive. Bobby had a Pro Bowl season, you know, which is the case every season, you know, however many consecutive this is for Bobby. And he's been able to play at a high level, but it just wasn't enough this year. I'm sure there's frustration offensively. They expected to be able to do more. They had high expectations with this receiving core and what they could possibly be doing. Your boy K9 had a really good year, but was banged up at times, and they felt that loss. It was just disappointing because they had it in hand. The games they had to have, they did not have. The Pittsburgh game being the one that's glaring and sticks out right now because that's a game – where they've had some instability at quarterback. Mason Rudolph was starting. You would have expected Seattle at home to be able to pull that game out, but they did not. The defense didn't show up. They ran the ball down their throats, up and down the field. So it's disappointing, but, you know, they got to get back to the drawing board, figure out what they want to do defensively and schematically. They had Julian Love. They had two Pro Bowlers on defense offensively. They got to figure out what they want to do with JSN, Tyler Lockett, if they're going to continue to go with what they've gone with. And they have to find some help on the offensive line, especially the interior.
Well, no doubt. Richard, I think you hit it best, man. I mean, the biggest problem with the Seahawks this year was just consistency. I mean, they had their moments. I witnessed them in Ford Field take the Lions at home in overtime, you know, however many times in a row it's been that they've beaten the Lions, and they looked very, very good offensively. Geno Smith slinging the ball all over the yard. You know, you didn't see that down the stretch, and you kind of saw this team that was just kind of creeping by. You know, I know they were dealing with injuries. K-9 was banged up a little bit, but the biggest issue with the Seahawks down the stretch especially was just consistency, and they're going to have a long offseason to think about ways to fix that. But, Richard, let's get to some of the games that really matter, because the reality is week 18, there's only so much that matters. And one of the games that matters, one we saw last night, the battle for the AFC East, came down to the wire. The Buffalo Bills, huge comeback in the divisions, multiple games down, and they just rally the troops in the last month and get it done. Richard, your thoughts on this Bills team?
I mean, they're rolling. They've won five straight. Josh Allen, you know, has played up and down a bit throughout this stretch, but they've won. They won the games. Their defense is playing well. Rasul Douglas has been a huge part of this defensive resurgence. They traded for him, and he's made a huge difference on this defense. But Josh Allen, 359 passing, 30 of 38, two touchdowns. He had the two interceptions. One of them was kind of like a punt, fourth and two. He just put it up and gave his receiver a chance. But the other one, you know, was kind of uncharacteristic. It looked like they weren't on the same page, he and Gabe Davis. But still, going into the playoffs, they were 6-6 at one point, Mitchell, and people thought they potentially would miss the playoffs. And now they're 11-6 and won the division, the two seed in the AFC. And you got to think they're going to be able to beat Pittsburgh at home. Their next game will be tough. I just don't see how they would be able to beat the Baltimore Ravens if they found a way to make it to the AFC Championship. But they'll have to cross that bridge when they get there, because they've been rolling so far. They found a way to contain Tyreek Hill. Obviously, without Waddle out, it's much easier to put all the focus on Tyreek Hill. They forced Tua Tagovailoa into two uncharacteristic interceptions. And at the end of the day, nobody wants to go to Buffalo and play, especially in January. And that's where they're going to have to go at least twice. Teams are going to have to go there, starting with the Pittsburgh Steelers, who have looked a lot better with Mason Rudolph under center. But I don't think it's going to be enough to beat the Buffalo Bills.
Well, Buffalo is an interesting team. They made a huge change out the offensive coordinator spot, got rid of Dorsey, brought in Brady, and all of a sudden this offense is transformed. I mean, Josh Allen, like, let's not overlook this. He's played like an MVP candidate over this last month and a half, and he's resurged this Buffalo Bills team. And now they enter the playoffs, like you said, with a little bit of a home field advantage. They got a running game too, Rich. Run the damn ball. They've been doing just that. They got Stephon Diggs back involved finally. And now the Dolphins are going to slide all the way to the sixth seed, have to go on the road to play the Kansas City Chiefs. We're going to see. I think the NFL just wants these freaking storyboard games. Tyreek Hill going back to Arrowhead. The NFL got exactly what they wanted on opening wild card weekend. Richard, where do the Dolphins go from here? Because this is a team that is incapable of beating anyone over 500 or so, it seems. Do you think they can get it done against KC?
Well, you don't bet against Patrick Mahomes in the playoffs, especially under these circumstances. The Dolphins have underwhelmed the last couple of weeks. Obviously, they had the blowout loss to Baltimore, and then they lose this game. So that's really not the kind of momentum you want to have going into the playoffs. I think in the same breath, Patrick Mahomes in this Kansas City Chiefs team hasn't looked the same as they have in past years. But as everybody knows, Andy Reid, Travis Kelce, and Patrick Mahomes have earned a certain amount of respect and equity for what they've done at least the past 5 years in these playoffs. So you got to give them the all the benefit of the doubt going into this game. I think they'll find a way to win it, especially the way the Dolphins have played against teams with winning records.
I don't mind that call one bit. Richard, here's another game we got to talk about. As much as I don't want to talk about them, we got to talk about the Green Bay Packers. I mean, did they strike gold three consecutive times again with Jordan Love here? This guy, talk about rallying the troops. Green Bay was an afterthought midway through the season. Yet here they are in the playoffs, going to Dallas, you know, ending the season the way they couldn't last year with a win to get into the playoffs. Richard, your thoughts on this Packers team?
They're playing incredible. Matt LaFleur deserves a ton of credit for the job he's done coaching. Jordan Love deserves a ton of credit. Second in the league in touchdown passes, 18 touchdowns to one interception over the past eight games. He's played incredibly well. It looks like he and LaFleur have meshed more over the past 10 games. They started the season 2-6, but over the last 10, they've been 7-3. And they didn't punt in this game. Their offense looks good. Aaron Jones looked good. Looks like he's getting his legs back under him. And they have a lot of momentum going into these playoffs. They have a lot of confidence. They're the youngest team to make the playoffs since 1978. And a young team is very dangerous in the playoffs because they don't know they're not supposed to be there. They don't know that the moment's supposed to be big and they're supposed to, you know, they're supposed to wither. And he's thrown to 31 of his touchdowns to first and second year players. That's unprecedented in this day and age in this league. And I think they'll have a chance against Dallas if their defense can hold up, if they can run the ball and leak some of that clock, run some of that clock down, score a few touchdowns. If they get ahead early, this could be a really fun matchup to watch.
It's crazy, man. I mean, it's wild to think Jordan Love is number two in the league in passing touchdowns as well with 32 on the season. I mean, when I was told that last week, I could not believe it. And here we are. But Richard, this team has some weapons too. Let's not overlook Jaden Reed, the rookie out of my alma mater, Michigan State. He's a do-it-all Swiss Army knife. I mean, this is a guy that's really had a huge surgence onto the scene over the last 8 weeks here, Rich. It's something they didn't have, and everyone was griping about when Aaron Rodgers were there. Ironically, he leaves, and they get a guy that could fill in that slot. This game against Dallas, I'm going to be rooting for the Packers, Rich. I hope they can pull off the upset. We will see what happens. DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL playoffs, is bringing you an offer that'll make the playoffs electrifying. New customers can bet $5 on any game and get $200 instantly in bonus bets. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use code RICHARD. New customers can bet just $5 and get $200 instantly in bonus bets. Only on DraftKings Sportsbook with code RICHARD. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPENY or text HOPENY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort, licensee partner Golden Nugget Lake Charles, 21 plus age varies by jurisdiction. Void in Ontario. See sportsbook.draftkings.com/football. Terms for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
Let's get into a team. I know you want to talk about them because you took a lot of heat on social media about your call in the Jacksonville Jaguars 5-6 weeks ago. And now they're on the outside looking in. Who would have thought it? You would have, Rich. Your thoughts on the Jags?
Well, Mitchell, they were 8-3. I think they were tied for the one seed in the AFC, and they looked good, and they were playing we had their game against the Saints. They didn't look great. Trevor Lawrence didn't look great in the second half. I want to say only had two or three completions. And I just kept it honest with him. You know, his tape didn't look that impressive. I thought he checked the ball down some. I thought he was efficient at times. But what you're expecting to see, you know, spectacular play for a guy picked number one overall in the draft. And, you know, there have been other number one overall picks that haven't been impressive. But they talked about him as if he were supposed to be the next Peyton or, you know, Andrew Luck and a generational talent that can elevate his team to the next level. And I just didn't see that on tape. And he hasn't shown that over these last, what, seven, eight games. They've lost five of six down the stretch. And the only win they had, he wasn't playing. C.J. Beathard played and won that game. And so, you know, it's sad for this franchise that has been through a lot to think they have their guy. But at the end of the day, they're going to have to pay him, Mitch. And that's the world we live in now, is regardless of how well or not well, if you play adequate, you're going to get paid $50 million in the National Football League. That's how it goes. You know, people are sitting here arguing that he was elite, and I just didn't see it, and I don't see it now. And then there were Jacksonville fans saying, you're not watching the tape, and you're biased, and you just hate on the small market team. I really wouldn't care if you were in New York or in Jackson, in Duval. The tape is going to say what the tape says. It is what it is. You have a really good team outside of him that was playing really well. Their defense was playing better. Travis Etienne was playing really well. Calvin Ridley had a really good season. You know, they have weapons. They have a team that's, you know, Evan Ingram has second most catches in NFL history by a tight end. So there are bright spots to this team, but it's unfortunate that they lost five of six going down a stretch, you know, after a promising start. But C.J. Stroud and those Houston Texans look like they're going to be a problem in this division for a really long time. I thought they would have a chance at a wild card spot. I did not see them winning the division in the way they did and going down to Indianapolis for it with everything on the line and him pulling out a huge win. But I'm happy for D'Amico Ryan and his team and his boys. They look like they're going to be a really strong and formidable team going forward with Will Anderson, Laremy Tunsil, Derek Stingley, C.J. Stroud, Nico Collins has been fantastic. Tank Dell, before he got hurt, was having a marvelous rookie season. So the future is bright in Houston, and I don't know what the future is. It's kind of murky right now in Jacksonville.
Well, you're not lying about that, Rich. Their team was teetering on that edge, and then once Christian Kirk got banged up with the groin injury, it was like all the wheels fell off that bus, and it was wild to see. I mean, you saw some experts put this team as high as three in their power ranks. I just didn't see it, Rich. I didn't see it. They got a lot of good pieces on this squad, but I like the Houston Texans. I mean, frankly, Indianapolis Colts. And before we get into the playoffs, I want to talk about that game, that Saturday night game, because it was a wild one, and it was a win to get in. Winner take all. Inevitably, winner wins the AFC South. The Colts running back, you know, Goodson, Tyler Goodson, dropped a big pass at the end of the game. I mean, yeah. Richard, you played this sport long enough. You've been on the winning side, the losing side. What do you say to a teammate like Tyler Goodson after some heartbreaking loss like that?
You just tell him to keep his head up. You know, it's hard to in that moment to know that all isn't lost and the world isn't over. And it's because we're in his world right now. He's crushed. You know, the biggest moment of his life. He dropped the pass. He feels like there's no hope. You know, it's depressing. And then with the social media age, I'm sure he's getting a lot of people without profile pictures, you know, saying horrible things to him, probably messaging him horrible things. So I would just say, stay off the social media, lean on the people around you that care about you. And the games are not won or lost on one play. And, you know, that just happened to be a fourth down play, but there are other moments in the game that probably helped decide this game. So I would tell him, just keep his head up, you know, don't let this moment define you, because it shouldn't. And I hope it doesn't.
Well, Richard, let's jump right into these NFL playoff matchups. Obviously, your 49ers skate away with the one seed in a first-round bye. They played and ultimately lost to the Rams. And in losing to the Rams, unfortunately, Matthew Stafford heads to Detroit. Let's start with that matchup. Richard, I'm going to be there, okay? This is Sunday night, 8 p.m. Eastern time on NBC, also streaming on Peacock. Richard, I mean, it's kind of uproar for some fans out there, but Richard, the Lions go into this game, three and a half point favorites. Matthew Stafford returns home. Jared Goff plays against his former team. Where do we start, Richard? What are your thoughts on this matchup? Please tell me you think the Lions are going to win. I'm begging you.
Look, I want the Lions to win, Mitchell. I really do. this is like the whole thing is kind of heartbreak for me, Mitchell, because You're sitting here like Detroit, you know, about to break a playoff drought, you know, broke the division drought in 30 years since a playoff win, and the best team they've had in a very long time. And it's such a great story. And I'm so happy. Michigan, you know, I know it's heartbreaking, but the state of Michigan got a team in a national championship, you know, and there's so much positive going on. And here comes Detroit's favorite son coming right back to town, the gunslinger, Mitchell. With a team full of weapons that are very dangerous. Mitchell, nobody knows Jared Goff right now in the league better than Sean McVay and Raheem Morris. And Mitchell, I want Detroit to win. Detroit, let's go. Let's win this thing. But if anybody's going to know how to give him problems and give him issues, it's Sean McVay and Raheem Morris. Mitchell, this is the matchup I was hoping to avoid because I think it's going to leave Detroit fans so conflicted. Obviously, they want the boys in blue to win this game. They obviously want them, but it's going to be hard for them to cheer against Matt Stafford, Mitchell. And as they're cheering against him, and if he has success, I don't think Matt Stafford wants to be the one to send Detroit home. I know when he saw the matchup, he was like, oh, not like this. Not like this, because Detroit did not do wrong by Matt Stafford. Hey, I want to go to a contender. I've earned the right to go to a contender. I've done right by you, do right by me. And the team did right by him. And you know who probably feels wronged? Jared Goff, Mitchell. And can Jared Goff answer the call? Can he be the one to say, hey, Sean McVay, you threw me away. This is what you're missing, and go off and go on a tear and take the Detroit Lions to their first playoff win in 30 years, Mitchell? That is the question. I hope he can.
That's a big question, Richard. You know, as a Detroiter, I can sit here and tell you, this city has so much respect and love for Matthew Stafford. You know, when he won the Super Bowl with the Rams, there was folks buying Detroit Rams shirts. I'm not lying to you, Rich. They were selling Detroit Rams shirts in the mall. Everyone was rooting for this guy, and rightfully so. Matthew Stafford, great guy, holds a great legacy here in Detroit. He's done so much for the community. But Richard, this is Jared Goff's time to shine. I mean, he was the cast off. He was the guy that was a throw in to the trade. Richard, this is his team now. And it's his time to shine. He's got 1 year left on his contract, right? They're already talking about extending him. If you want that extension, you got to go win this game. You got to go prove it against your old team. This is now the time to leave your imprint in Detroit sports history forever. Because this is something that most people haven't seen in Detroit in a long, 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 long time. And that's a winning quarterback in the playoffs. This will be a hell of a game, Rich. They're going to have to go into it, most likely without Sam Laporta. The gold they plucked out of Iowa was unfortunately injured, hyperextended knee. Doesn't look like he'll play. Is questionable, doubtful going into this game. But, Richard, Ford Field rocks, man. It rocks, and it's prime time. This stadium's going to be rocking. We'll see what happens.
Mitchell, I think they can win this game. If Jared Goff somehow beats Matt Stafford and Sean McVay, first off, it'll be a great moment for him. But if he can then go turn around and go to Dallas and win the game, Mitchell, they may build a statue of him in Detroit. I mean, there's been a long time since they've had something to cheer about, and I guarantee you people would not be upset in Detroit with them paying him 50 plus million if he can win two playoff games this year, Mitchell. I guarantee you they would say, hey, 50 million Jared Goff, Where do we sign up?
Well, there's a lot of room next to the statue of Barry Sanders out front. I'll tell you that much, Rich. So who knows? They could be building one here soon. But let's get into that Cowboys-Packers game. This is the one. Packers are hotter than people think. I'm surprised that Vegas has given them 7.5 points cushion. The Cowboys are obviously at home. But here's another storyline game for you here, Rich. Mike McCarthy goes up against his former team. You know, last time the Packers played, the Packers won 31-28. You know, McCarthy won his last two playoff matchups while on the Packers sideline against these Cowboys. And now he's got to go reverse the script and try to get a win. Richard, I'm just going to ask you a question. If the Packers are going to win this game, how are they going to do it?
They're going to need to make some stops, Mitchell. That's the concern. They're going to need to make some stops. If they can get some stops, I think they'll be able to move the ball. I think they'll be able to score points. If they can get an early lead, I think that's their only shot at winning this. If they fall behind and have to play catch up, I don't think they catch the Dallas Cowboys. Their defense hasn't shown that kind of power. You know, Rashawn Gary's having a career year. They have playmakers, Preston Smith, Kenny Clark, Quay Walker. They have playmakers on defense. Jair Alexander, you know, is still a really good corner in this league. But I think when you're a young team, underdogs in the playoffs, you got to start fast. And I think they have to almost prove it to themselves that they can do this. And if they get up, I think it would be the combination of their confidence and Dallas's doubt that would creep in that will make this a very interesting game, because Dallas knows they should win this game. They know they're the better team, but they also know there's only been a couple teams that have put them out of the playoffs in Dak's career. It's been the Green Bay Packers and the San Francisco 49ers. And those are the teams that if they get ahead, or they would put the seed of doubt in your mind. And this young quarterback has been playing well. We talked about their record, 7-3 over the last 10. He has been playing fantastic football. Matt LaFleur is one of the best play schemers in the National Football League. And he has a lot of tape to watch. He can watch when Mike McDaniel went against him. He can watch when Kyle Shanahan went against him. He can watch when McVay went against him the first time, even though they didn't win the game or have that much success. He'll have things to watch so that that are comparable to the offense that they run. So he'll know how to find the success. He'll know the spaces that are available. He'll know that, hey, we got a good running game, and these linebackers, our safeties playing linebackers, have been very vulnerable against the run game. And that's what they'll need to do, Mitchell. They'll need to shorten this game by running the ball.
Well, they could do that. I mean, they got to get Aaron Jones healthy. That's the first thing. They got a battering ram in A.J. Dillon. That's for sure. The quad father, or whatever they call him. Right. He's a beast, Rich. He's an absolute beast. So we shall see. Packers are the youngest playoff team since 1978. So there's a lot to be said there with a young team that doesn't know much. But could this be the Jair Alexander revenge game where he, you know, had his little snafu with the coin toss a couple of weeks ago? Maybe this is a time where he locks down CD and they go get the win. The other game, Richard, we see the Eagles just limping, crawling to the finish line. They wind up the 5 seed. They go on the road. They play against the Bucs, who are dangerous. Richard, who do you like in this matchup?
I like the Bucs, honestly. Just because of the way the Eagles have been playing. They're 1-5 in their last 6 games. Even that one win was against the Giants, who haven't been playing great this season. It just doesn't seem like a confident team. We talked about Brian Johnson and the play calling being a bit predictable defensively. They saw the problems. Their ranking is really low. I mean, they're, I think, 31st and third down. I think they're 28th or 29th in scoring defense. They're 28th against the pass. I think they're 10 or 11, you know, against the run. And they replaced Sean Desai with Matt Patricia, and it didn't get any better. They just gave up 27 to the New York Giants. And obviously they pulled their starters at a point in time in that game, but it was 10-0 before they did that. And so it wasn't like they pulled their starters, you know, when they were up, you know, 10-0. And then, New York just ran a bunch of points up on their backups. They were doing this against their starters. And the concerning thing is the personnel hasn't changed dramatically. It hasn't, defensively or offensively. It hasn't changed dramatically, but the results have. The results are dramatically different. They're not getting the sacks they were last season. They're not getting the pressure they were up front. And, you know, I know Javon Hargrave is in San Francisco now, but they got Jalen Carter, and he was supposed to be a man-child, a beast. And Jordan Davis is back, and Hassan Reddick's back, and the Brandon Graham and Fletcher Cox are always a problem. But we'll see if they can maybe turn it up and turn it on during the playoffs and make it a game. But I know that Todd Bowles is going to have this team ready. I know he's going to have them hyped up. I know Carlton Davis and Jamel Dean and this defense. Antoine Winfield has had a Pro Bowl season. He didn't get the nod this year for some reason. It was weird, but he's had a great year. And I think it's going to be one of those times. It's going to be one of those years that they can get over this Philadelphia Eagles team with Mike Evans and Chris Godwin. Maybe Baker gets it done, Mitchell. Maybe Baker. This is Baker's moment where he gets paid. He already got this team to the playoffs, which people weren't expecting. They got a home playoff game. He's working and fighting for an extension, and a playoff win would look very good on their resume.
No question about that.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Richard, let's move to the AFC. The Ravens take the top spot. They have a first round bye, rightfully so. Probably one of the most looked forward to games of the weekend. The how are they entertaining? But they are entertaining. Joe Flacco in Flacco. The Cleveland Browns, fresh off the couch with the Coronas, the Taco Bell. They go on the road and they play against CJ Stroud, Nico Collins, and these Houston Texans. Richard, the Browns are favored by 2. Who do you like in this game?
Yeah, that's a tough one, Mitchell, because it's such a great both. Either way, the NFL's winning, Mitchell. Either way, yeah. You win. Either you got the young kid in CJ Stroud, who's overcome so much with a young coach in D'Amico Ryans, all these great foundational pieces that they drafted. It rarely works out this well this early. You know, you always talk about teams rebuilding through the draft and, hey, they got a few first round picks and, you know, maybe they'll hit on one of them. Maybe they'll hit on two. They've hit on almost all of them. They hit on CJ Stroud. Looks like they hit on Derek Stingley, who's having a marvelous season. Looks like they hit on Will Anderson. They traded for Laremy Tunsil. It just seems like a team. Nico Collins, you know, I wasn't even thinking about Nico Collins. It looks like they hit on Tank Dell. In a team like this, Mitchell, again, a young team who doesn't know any better. It never looks like the moment is too big for CJ Stroud. Can be very dangerous, but this Cleveland Browns defense is fierce. Not to be played with. These corners, they play man-to-man coverage. This pass rush, Myles Garrett and Za'Darius Smith are going to be a very, very much a problem for this Houston Texans offensive line. And offensively, they have weapons. I mean, Amari Cooper is kind of banged up with the Achilles, so you don't know what that's going to be. But they've run the ball well. And they've thrown it Njoku, however you say it. I think that I'm saying it right. I don't want to mean to butcher his name, but he's had a Pro Bowl season. He's had a great rapport with Flacco. Seems like he's exploded even more in terms of statistics with Flacco at the helm. And if Flacco can somehow win, guess what it sets up, Mitchell?
That rematch. It's going to happen, Richard. Matthew Stafford's in Detroit, for God's sake. You're going to see Joe Flacco in Baltimore Yeah, that's probably going to be the reality. That's exactly what the NFL wants. Richard, it's wild to think that this team is without Nick Chubb. They're without Deshaun Watson. I mean, the two biggest names on this team haven't been part of it for weeks and weeks and months at this point. Yeah, Joe Flacco has raised this team to a new level, and they've – I mean, I'm excited to watch this game, Rich. I'm really excited. No matter who comes out of it, both teams deserve it. And C.J. Stroud is just one of those quarterbacks. If you're a fan of football, you got to be a fan of his game. He slings it. He's fearless. He's a great quarterback. Texans have got to be absolutely pumped up with their future here, whether they win this game or not. We already talked about a little bit, but the Chiefs, they kind of limp in as well. They're going to be playing at home against the Dolphins, who have just been on a nosedive, somehow fumbled this division over to the Bills. The Dolphins, Richard, do they go in? Do they get it done? Does Tyreek come out victorious?
I don't know. I don't think Tyreek comes out victorious. It'd take a big game from him. And we talked about it. They played earlier this season in Germany, and they had answers for Tyreek Hill. I think that was his worst game of the season. I think they're going to have answers again. So they're going to force Tua Tagovailoa to beat them with somebody else, whether Jalen Waddle comes back or it's on the ground with a chain or Raheem Mostert. Like, they're going to force him to beat them with somebody else. And Patrick Mahomes has been – this is probably one of his worst statistical seasons, but again – in the playoffs, you cannot bet against him. He can show up in big ways. He's played big and big games all of his career. He's been outstanding in the playoffs, and I don't expect that to change today. I expect it to take a Herculean effort from the Miami Dolphins to come out of this game to leave Arrowhead with a win.
And finally, Richard, the red-hot Buffalo Bills somehow, some way, take on the Pittsburgh Steelers. I want to talk about the Steelers real quick before we get into this game, because this team was left for dead, man. And then Mike Tomlin somehow gets this team to rally around QB number three now, Mason Rudolph, like he might finally be the answer. Richard, these Steelers have another winning record out of nowhere, and they're in a playoff game against the Bills. You can never count them out. They go into this game pretty sizable underdogs at 9.5 points. Richard, what do you think of this game? Do you like the Bills to come out on top?
Yeah, Mitchell, I think Buffalo will win this game. I think Pittsburgh has had a fantastic season with all things considered. You know, if Kenny Pickett wasn't the answer, sadly, and then clearly Trubisky wasn't the answer, but Mike Tomlin still finds a way to win games. He finds a way to will his teams into position to be in the playoffs year after year after year after year, regardless of circumstances. With T.J. Watt out, I just can't see them winning this game, even with T.J. Watt fully healthy and in the fold. It was going to be a long shot for Pittsburgh to pull out a win, but it's been great. It's still a successful season for them. They made the playoffs. They need to find an answer at quarterback, but I think Josh Allen and the Buffalo Bills are too hot right now. They're in Buffalo. They're at home. They're tough to beat there.
Well, that concludes at least our analysis of these matchups. Richard, before we go, I got to know, who is your AFC and NFC representatives? Let's take an AFC championship game, NFC championship game, and then Super Bowl participants. Who do you think is going to make both of those games and then the Super Bowl?
That's a great question, Mitchell.
The Detroit Lions is an easy answer here, Richard.
Detroit. I have the Dallas Cowboys playing the San Francisco 49ers. Unfortunately, Mitchell.
Oh my God.
You know, I don't want to jinx Detroit. Every time I give them this kind of respect, Mitchell, you know what happens. So maybe if I don't jinx them, you know, they'll go and they'll win it. On the AFC side, I got Buffalo and I don't know if they can beat Mahomes though. Because it's going to be Buffalo and Kansas City. I don't know if they can beat Mahomes though. Like, you know, everything considered, you know, I know that he's having a down year, but I just don't know if he can beat Mahomes, Mitchell. Just don't know, Mitchell. It's like Freddy Krueger. That's his Jason Voorhees. That's his, you know what I mean? That's the one, Mitchell. That's the hill he has to climb. That's his Goliath. Like, that's the dragon he has to slay, and he has not slayed him, Mitchell. Burrow has, Joe Burrow has slayed him, but
yes,
not Josh Allen. And you know, they changed overtime rules because of what happened in that game. And not that Josh played bad. He played spectacularly, but he lost. Ah, Mitchell. Baltimore and Mitchell, I don't know if he can beat him, Mitchell. Baltimore and Kansas City. Mitchell, Baltimore and Kansas City.
Oh, God.
Kansas City championship. Oh, Mitchell, I don't know if he can beat him.
All right. Well, that takes us to the Super Bowl. Who you got?
San Francisco 49ers, Mitchell. You know who I got. I think
I know that, but are they playing? Are they going to have a rematch against the Ravens again or what?
They're going to play Baltimore again. It's going to be a different ball game, but they got to find some answers for that Baltimore pass rush because they are not going anywhere. They are still going to be there and just as ferocious as they were. And again, you got to find answers for Lamar Jackson, which nobody has found as of yet.
I respect it, but I'm gonna paint a little bit different picture for you because I got to get on record with my prediction here. All right. I think the Detroit Lions win in commanding fashion against the Rams. When I say commanding, I think they're going to win by 8+ points. They're going to be on a hype train leading into playing the Dallas Cowboys where they get their rematch. They get the old Brad Allen replay special. The Lions end up winning in dramatic fashion in Dallas, go on to face your San Francisco 49ers. This is where it's going to get tough, Rich. These teams match up really well. Niners are obviously superior in a lot of different angles defensively. I like the Niners to advance against the Detroit Lions. But then, you know what? I think it is Josh Allen's time to shine coming out of the AFC, Richard.
No, you don't believe that.
You talked about him taking down Goliath. He's going to take down Goliath and Patrick Mahomes, and then they're going to shock the world, beating the Baltimore Ravens, the red-hot Ravens. They will play against the San Francisco 49ers. Richard, I'll take it one step further. It is Josh Allen's year. He's going to win this. The Buffalo Bills come out victorious over your San Francisco 49ers. He becomes the talk of the town. You know, next year's MVP favorite, et cetera. It is Josh Allen's time to shine. I'm dying on that hill, Rich.
Mitchell, that's a tough hill to die on. It's going to be a lonely hill, Mitchell. There's not going to be a lot of people that join you on that hill, and I definitely won't. If you think Josh Allen is going to slay not only Patrick Mahomes, but you think he's going to slay Lamar Jackson, and then – the 49ers. Mitchell, if he goes through that gauntlet and wins those, there's going to be some conversations this offseason, no question about it. I don't think he will, but
I just want to become part of Bill's Mafia at the end of the day, Rich. That's my only goal here.
There are going to be a lot of people jumping through tables if he gets on this kind of run, Mitchell. There'll be a lot of tables broken in Buffalo for sure.
No question. Well, Richard, this concludes our Week 18 recap as we look forward into next weekend's huge games. We thank you guys, as always, for joining us. Richard, I'll let you sign us off.
Well, as always, we appreciate you joining us this season. The season has come to a conclusion for the regular season, but the most exciting time of the year is here now, and we'll have more exciting podcasts and more exciting guests as we move forward in these playoffs. Send your predictions. Tag us on Instagram or Twitter or wherever you might catch us, but it's going to be interesting. I think the Dallas Cowboys go home, and I can't wait.
The Volume.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip.
That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Hey, guys. Back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah. And some waves. So we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that.
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in.
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it.
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby.
Wait. Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.